Well, as we start out looking happening-wise on a Friday, Christian, obviously Argentine crop concerns are kind of moving back into this corn market once again.
Yeah, there's a lot of estimates coming out, lower on the Argentine corn crop. At this point, you can't really help that crop, so the numbers are going to be low. I've seen anywhere from 19 to 21, so people are definitely lowering that there. And then on the beans, the coverage, you know, it wasn't necessarily as good as people thought, and some of the early yield reports are coming out disappointing. Beans are on a pretty good rally here. The big factor, I'd say, coming into the market, though, today was the jobs report was higher than people expected, so we had more jobs. And that rallied the dollar, and initially that took us lower on both corn and wheat, but now we're starting to get back to the unchanged levels. But beans are really the ones that are taking off here with that weather in South America. Crush margins have been improving. They're very similar to what they were a year ago, and technically you're up towards the upper end of the range trying to break out.
Now, what we've seen from the wheat market, I know there's still a lot of concerns, and it was Poland and France, it sounds like they added to the concerns about winter kill for wheat.
Yeah, the temperatures have definitely dropped, and they're concerned that these temperatures dropping this far will do some more winter damage. We won't know for sure, but it's definitely not going to help anything there. And actually, out of the Ukraine today, they banned its grain railway cars from leaving the country, so basically halting their grain exports there. Haven't heard anything out of Russia. They kind of pushed off their decision. But, you know, more and more we're getting those problems out of Europe on a wheat side of things. Keep in mind their wheat price has been going up, and so that's helping our wheat price to go up as well.
Here we sit on a Friday and waiting for this cash, and it seems like the momentum isn't there this week to see any trade on the cash.
Well, I think there's a few things going on. One, the packer margin is extremely poor right now, estimated anywhere from $90 to $100 a head loss. From a technical standpoint, you are overbought. If you are into trading, like Fibonacci numbers a couple days ago was a 34-day high, low to high, basically. Since then, we haven't taken out that level. The packers, a lot of places, have gone no bid. So this is honestly a fantastic place to make some sales. If you're not interested in making sales, even selling calls over the top on this market is a smart business decision from a cattle standpoint. You're making good money. If you sell a call, you can, you know, still participate in a rally and be hedged at higher levels if it comes to that. But I think you're starting to see some of the demand fall off here a little bit, especially domestically. The export sales this week were poor. For cattle, you only had 4,100 versus 9,900 a year ago. So you're starting to see some demand concerns in this market.
As we look at, obviously, this weather that's moving through the plains, is that going to cause for any concerns when it comes to marketing these livestock and hogs as well?
I think it can. That is a concern. It's something that could give the market a pop, you know, and maybe even bring us back, you know, and taking out that high that we formed a couple days ago. So I think the market is definitely looking at that as a possibility. Now, we haven't seen cash cattle trade here yet. I think that will be the number one factor in the market, though.
And for the hogs, are we going to continue to see maybe some moving into positive territory from a cash perspective next week?
Well, cash looks a little bit weaker here at noon. The cash has stayed extremely strong, very similar to what's going on in the cattle market, in all honesty, where cutouts aren't really going up. If you look at it from a weekly standpoint, we're barely higher on the week on cutouts there. But cash has been pretty strong, and you're starting to see better movement pick up. But, again, these are fantastic prices on pork as well to look at getting something, you know, sold here at these levels.